We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So the bowling alley in the Lovejoy Council District was shut down over the weekend by the Buffalo Police Department in consultation with the Law Department and the City Council. And as I have said before, we're not going to tolerate situations where establishments can't control the actions of their patrons in and around their establishment. There have been a number of instances of violence around this bowling alley, and members of the community were deeply concerned about that. Unfortunately, recently there was a fatality in the parking lot of that bowling alley. And under the peace and good order statute, we felt that it was necessary to close that establishment down.
Will there be an opportunity for the establishment to reopen if they change any of their policies or, you know, things like that?
Yeah, generally there's always an opportunity for an establishment to have a hearing. We certainly will give this bowling alley establishment a hearing so that they can talk about things that they're doing to make their business and the environment around their business safer for their patrons and for the members of the community that live near to the establishment. So we will allow them a hearing, but we will not allow and we will not tolerate any kind of situation that threatens the health and safety of people that visit establishments in our community or that live in establishments around our community.
Has the management of the bowling alley had any...
Or live around establishments in our community.
Mayor, has the management had a chance to speak with the city about, you know, what they're going to be doing with the bowling alley in wake of the incident?
I don't believe so. This just happened over the weekend. I have not been updated that there have been any conversations with the establishment at this point. We are open to talking to the establishment, but there will certainly have to be some real changes moving forward for this establishment to be able to reopen.
Yeah, I know you mentioned that you like to get guns off the streets, but this year's been a pretty rough one in terms of homicides and crime in general. You know, do you think that you have to take some new avenues also?
Well, thank God homicides are not up in the city of Buffalo this year. Any homicide, though, is one homicide too many. There have been a number of incidents that we are very concerned about, and our police department looks at these things and works on these things every single day. So we are well aware of what is happening. I meet with the deputy mayor and our police commissioner and his deputies on a weekly basis. And so we have been briefed on some of the instances of violence that are driving concerns in the community, and the police do have a plan that they're working on.
What have been some of the resources that Buffalo Police Department needs, you know, anytime the summer rolls around and crime starts to rise?
Well, it's a manpower, it is a personnel situation. Oftentimes when we have seen violence spike in a neighborhood, if that occurs, or when we see an elevated pattern of crime in an area, we add more manpower, more personnel to the area to make sure that we are cracking down on the criminal element, making sure that the community is safe, feels safe. So that costs money. That generally drives overtime for our police department. We also work very closely with a lot of agencies. We work with agencies, law enforcement agencies at the federal level, at the state level, and other local law enforcement agencies, and that really is very helpful in getting a handle on some of the crime activity that we see from time to time.
Any updates on this particular shooting?
No updates on the shooting at this time.
What can you say to the residents, you know, just reassuring them that this was the best for their safety and to keep that neighborhood safe and, you know, not to worry about, you know, walking in the street
Well, it was certainly something that residents were calling for, something that Council Member Fontana, the Lovejoy District Council member, called for. And based on those calls from residents, based on the past patterns that we saw around this establishment, and the recent homicide in the parking lot of this establishment, we determined it was the right decision to immediately, this weekend, close that establishment down.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.